AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Protesters have taken to the streets of Charlotte, North Carolina for a third straight night to protest a police killing 3 days ago. The governor sent the North Carolina National Guard into town tonight, hoping to prevent a repeat of last night's looting in the downtown area. Guardsmen in riot gear are backing up Charlotte police, who are also dressed in riot gear. So far, crowds have been peaceful. Lots of selfies being taken by protesters as they march through downtown Charlotte. A third night of demonstrations follows the family of a black man shot to death by a black police officer being shown video of the incident. But the family's attorney says he couldn't see a handgun that police claim Kenneth Scott was carrying when he ignored commands to drop the weapon before being fatally shot. Carl Dix, a self-proclaimed revolutionary communist who founded the Stop Mass Incarceration Network, says he needed to take part in the stand against police aggression in Charlotte.
I came down from New York City because I saw people in the streets standing up against the way police in this society get away with murder.
The family of a black man shot to death by a black police officer on Tuesday, who has become the driving force behind three nights of protests in Charlotte, saw the fateful police video late today. Robert Pittenger, a Republican congressman who represents part of Charlotte, has told the BBC people are protesting in Charlotte because they hate white people, because white people are successful and they're not. Police in Charlotte, North Carolina, say a man shot during last night's protests has died. And a white female police officer in Tulsa, Oklahoma, was charged today with first-degree manslaughter for killing an unarmed black man. This is AP Radio News. Secretary of State John Kerry says talks to establish a new truce in Syria are going nowhere.
Secretary Kerry emerged frustrated from a meeting of the International Syria Support Group, saying there's no point trying to negotiate a new ceasefire without grounding Russian and Syrian aircraft. Syrians, Kerry said, need deliveries of food and medicine and a halt to the violence.
The only way to achieve that is if the ones who have the air power in this part of the conflict simply stop using it.
But he said talks to get a new ceasefire have been going nowhere. The Syrian regime claims the U.S.-supported opposition is allied with terror groups that abuse ceasefire agreements. Warren Levinson, New York.
Another wildfire, possibly sparked by a downed power line, broke out today and forced the evacuation of buildings at Vandenberg Air Force Base, a large Central California military installation where another blaze has been burning all week. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.